joining Bible Fellowship Church and the Let's Talk Ministry. Excited about the Christmas season. And for my own self, I've just been trying to think about different ways I could slow down and just be aware of the gospel and my relationship with the Lord going through the Christmas season. So one of the things I was thinking about is the Christmas tree itself. I realized that there's time, you know, set up the tree, the lights, making sure the lights are right. Then you put the decorations on, the ornaments in the right spot. Then you get ready for the family, make sure that you have the gifts underneath the tree, which all those things are neat and I think are important. But one of the things that I was thinking of is behind this, all of that, is still the tree, and it still is the old rugged cross. And so as I look at, you know, decorations and lights and Christmas trees, now I'm not going to do this every time that I look at it, but I just want to be reminded of the old rugged cross. And as I sit here thinking about talking with you at the Let's Talk Ministry, I wanted to go through in my own heart and mind benefits of the old rugged cross. There's so many things that can distract us this season with the lights, the presents, the decoration, family. But as I sit here today, I'm reminded of my salvation. I'm reminded of unconditional love. I'm reminded of the power of the cross, not just of what it cost Jesus, but now today as I sit here, that I have something that the world doesn't have. I have something that can complete me from the inside out, that I don't have to add anything else in to my life today to be happy, to be safe, to be okay. Again, I don't want to be come across as like, you know, extra, you know, hard, but I want us to really think. For me, I really want to think through the busyness, through this time, of what the cross means to me. And a verse that I like as I think through this process is Isaiah 40 and verse 30 and 31. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So as you begin your day, begin this season, what does it look like for you to wait on that old rugged cross? What does it look like for us to wait on Jesus? What does it look like just to sit with him and be quiet and be still and then just wait on him for the strength that we need, the things that he wants us to say, because we really need to wait before we fly. We really need to sit down and be in communication with the control tower before we set off and go about the things that we're going to do. And I know, like, it's easier for us to think, well, I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to be involved. I'm ready to go do this. But unless you wait, you're going to run and get tired. Unless you wait, you're going to grow weary. You're going to faint. And so one of the new fun things about this time of the season, we're going to get another chance again to decorate the Christmas tree, gather together with the families, get out the right decorations, buy the right present. But while you're doing all of that, don't forget the tree behind all this stuff. Don't forget about the sacrifice of what Jesus did for you. Be reminded of the old rugged cross and the empty tomb. That's all you and I need for today. And may we find our hope and strength in that and not be distracted by the glitter and the lights of this season. Jesus, I thank you for words you've left for us, and thank you for second chances and third chances and opportunities. And so we're not there yet. We're not sure that we're going to be able to get all the way there. We don't know what you have planned tomorrow. We want to just be faithful walking with you today. So in the world that we live, with the temptation and the lights and the glitter and the things, May we see the tree, the old rugged cross, and the empty tomb. May we run to those things and wait on those things to find strength so that we can soar like eagles. That we spent time with the commanding officer, the control tower, before we went to work. Or before we responded to our children or our grandchildren. For your glory, Jesus, it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Ministry. Have a great Friday.